You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When sick cows are treated with antibiotics, farmers destroy the milk from those cows. But there's still a possibility that the antibiotics could impact the environment. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
In the dairy industry, it is just the small proportion of cows on any farm that happen to be sick. It's their manure that we're concerned about, not their milk.
Catherine Knowlton is a professor in the Department of Dairy Science in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Virginia Tech.
When we give an animal an antibiotic, the vast majority of that antibiotic is excreted in manure. When we're thinking about any potential contribution of antibiotics to antibiotic resistance, it's the waste stream we have to worry about. On farms, manure is recycled as a fertilizer. We spread it on the land for crops to use as a nutrient source. But we do have to recognize that a small proportion of that manure, maybe 2% of the cows on any farm, if we spread that manure on the land, we are spreading antibiotics on the land. The concern is greater, actually, with wastewater treatment plants because, of course, they discharge directly into streams. Our wastewater treatment plants are not set up to break down the antibiotics. When we apply manure to the land, our concern is that if any of that soil runs off and gets into streams, now we are potentially contributing to this global problem of antibiotic resistance. That gives us the opportunity to treat that manure, break down those antibiotics.
In our next program, finding ways to degrade antibiotics in manure before it's used as fertilizer. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. You can hear this and previous programs on our podcast.